So you got a wife. Y'all want to hear it, don't you? So what do? I want to tell you something. The gospel covers everything. And as I close, get ready to close. Prayer is the first order. Taking authority over demon spirits. That is out of, that try to rule over your life. See, wives has no right, and I'll cover this more. I need to get to the other part. Let me just say this. To rear up and try to rule a household. You must remember your robe is helpmate. And I promise you this, if the wife walk in love and the husband walk in love, you'll have a continued feast. But it's when the wife wants to rule and not submit to the authority of the household or to the marriage. I don't even know how I got on this. Right. It's when there's trouble will rise. But when you're willing to submit to each other and walk according to the scripture, you can have a beautiful home. You can have love, peace, and joy in your home, in your marriage, in your communication, in your relationship. It can be like heaven on earth. Because the Bible tells us how to treat the wife and tell the wife how to submit to the husband. It's when men and women wants to force and dominate. When a man want to be dogmatic, you know what I mean by that? Force, bully. The wife want to be bullheaded, out of control, and won't submit. I do what I want to do. Well, you submitted to the marriage. What you really need to do is learn how to come together and agree. And you say, what am I agree on? Okay, let's get to the word. And when you can agree on the word, then you can have a good marriage. But I'm talking, and the gospel includes this. But let me close. Listen to these words. Lord, I sure thank you anyway. I sure didn't know this. But listen to this anyway. Galatians. And I'll come back next week and get all this, but I want to get this part in. Galatians 4:1-4. See, God delivered us. He sent this gospel so we could live lives that are filled with his love, filled with his goodness, prosper and succeeding and making progress in life with joy and peace. So what did he do? Galatians 4:1-4 said he gave himself for our sin. Why? that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And too many people live their lives, their marriage, their home, under the influence of this present evil world. And when you do, your home, your marriage, your family is going through hell when they ought to be enjoying peace.
Amen.
According to the will of God, our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He said, this is what happened to many. That's why people get in trouble. He said in verse 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into this grace of Christ. When you allow these things, strife and division, to separate you from the grace, this grace life of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another. This gospel brought us to complete harmony, to complete peace and joy, fulfillment. Everything that has to do with goodness and peace and joy and overcoming, this gospel brought that kind of life to us. To have all of the peace and the joy, all of the strength, all of the health, all of your praise and your worship to God. This gospel brought us to that kind of life. That you won't be depressed, you won't be you won't be stressed out, and you won't be sad, you won't be mad and all broken to pieces, but you have God fulfillment. And you can love your mate. Treat them right, love people, and walk in life, and win, overcome, make money, yeah. Buy things, do things, but and have a strong prayer life.
Yes,
yes sir.
Yes,
and a strong worship to God, and him being precious to you, and you being precious to him. So what is the gospel? The gospel, good news, how God provided a Savior. Woo. I'm closing now. He is the answer to every question you may have. He's life to every dead situation. He's the answer to every family problem. He is healing to every sick body. He is light to everything that is in darkness. He is peace to a troubled heart.
Yes, God.
He is the pathway through your Red Sea. He is your protected wall between your charging Pharaoh. He is the crumb that fall from the table that healed the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman.
Yes, God.
What is God? He is your everything. This gospel is all inclusive.
Yes.
And this is why we preach it and not preach theories. Men have gotten caught up in preaching denomination. They preach religion. They preach tradition of men. But the gospel is good news to set men free.